I'm Michelle O'Neill for WVIK News. Plans are in the works for millions of dollars worth of capital projects in the Rock Island schools this summer. Tonight, the Board of Education will consider new and partial roofs for six buildings. Chief Financial Officer Jen Barton says the district sold bonds in December, totaling $20 million to pay for these and other projects. They include the demolition of the old Lincoln School that's been vacant for about 13 years. At future meetings, the board will also be asked to pay for work at the high school, including an elevator and some major plumbing improvements. The Iowa House Education Committee has approved a 3% increase in state aid for public schools. The bill would provide around $106 million in new funding for local districts, which is more than either Governor Kim Reynolds or the Iowa Senate have proposed. If approved, the Iowa House proposal would be the largest percentage increase in school funding since 2015. But Nathan Arnold of Professional Educators of Iowa told a subcommittee yesterday that schools need even more financial support from the state to help attract and keep teachers.
Schools used to compete between each other to get the best teachers, but now they're competing with the private sector, which oftentimes pays much better and has much better conditions than the schools.
Representative Craig Johnson, a Republican from Independence, says a 3% increase is consistent with past years and is affordable for Iowa taxpayers. The Illinois State Board of Education on Tuesday named Tony Sanders as its new school superintendent. Sanders currently leads the Elgin-based U.S. District U46, the second largest school system in the state. He'll start his new position in late February. Char Dastin has more.
Sanders replaces Carmen Ayala, who retired after serving since 2019. Deputy Governor for Education Martin Torres praised Ayala for her leadership during the pandemic.
People will see the press releases, but they will never see the hours you spent during the evening going through data. They'll never see the problem solving that you were involved in.
In a press release, the Illinois Federation of Teachers said Sanders was, quote, a strong advocate for equitable policies for Black and Brown students. I'm Char Dastin.
Legislation from Iowa U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley that recently became law tracks foreign purchases of U.S. farmland. The Farmland Security Act of 2022 requires the U.S. Department of Agriculture to publish an interactive database that shows disclosures of foreign investment in U.S. farmland. Grassley introduced the bill last year with Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin. Grassley says Iowans frequently brought up their concerns over foreign investments during his town hall meetings across the state.
Young farmers getting started, the cost of farmland is very high. You get wealthy foreigners competing, drives up the price of farmland, and we want to make sure we protect it.
Grassley adds he'll introduce two other bills focused on foreign investments as well. You're listening to WVIK.